Hey, Wowzer fams, Mindy here. And if you are looking to give the gift of wow this holiday season, then look no further than Tinkercast.com. We've got new Wow in the World mask designs and a mini gingerbread mansion kit, plus t-shirts, sweatshirts, lunchboxes, buttons, books, and much, much more. And to keep the wow rolling all year long, we hope that you will consider giving a membership to the World Organization of Wowzers. Each membership comes with a welcome box containing an exclusive members-only t-shirt, an autographed picture of Guy Raz and me, plus an annual birthday message and access to over 700 digital activities to go along with each episode. And for every membership purchased, we will donate a teacher membership to an underserved classroom via First Book. It's a win-win! For more on giving the gift of wow this holiday season, just visit Tinkercast.com. That's it. And now, please enjoy this brand new episode of Wow in the World.
Get ready for an adventure of magnificent proportion.
I don't know what you've been told, but we're in a golden age. So many discoveries that are jumping off the page. Wow in the world. 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 Wow in the world.
Wow in the world.
Okay, now, do we have everyone here? Grandma G-Force, Thomas Fingerling, Dennis, Reggie.
Presents!
Talk louder!
Okay, I'd just like to thank everyone for joining me for what is sure to be a very exciting day in the Laboratory of Bad Ideas. Now, before we get started, I'm just going to run down the checklist to make sure that we have everything we need. Okay, first item, boo-boo beanie boppers.
Check! I brought my entire collection. Oops, guess I still got a few ripped ones in here.
Okay, thank you, Dennis. Next thing on my list, a first aid kit.
Here you go.
No, that is a rusty box of dangerous tools.
Oh, right, you are. What was I supposed to bring?
I'm also looking for two cases of diapers. Was anyone able to acquire the diapers?
Well, I was thinking maybe we could just poop our pants.
Poop our pants?
You know, for fun.
G-Force, for the last time, quit trying to get us to poop our pants.
I'll poop your pants, Fingerling.
Oh, yeah?
No. No one is pooping their pants. Grandma G-Force, did you forget the diapers or yes?
Well, it depends on who's asking.
I'll take that as a yes. Okay, we can probably just wad up some tissues instead. Okay, now, next item, responsible human. Now, who was signed up to bring the responsible human?
Responsible human?
Say what?
Hey, everyone, what's up?
Oh, responsible human! I see one!
Some kind of a robot.
You're just in time.
On time? For what exactly?
For the Laboratory of Bad Ideas. Guy Raz, we are going to be recreating a science experiment that I just read about in the journal Psychological Science.
Psychological Science, huh?
Uh-huh.
So I'm guessing that this is an experiment involving the human brain?
Exactoritos, Guy Raz.
Human brain? Mindy, you didn't say anything about bringing a human brain.
Well, I brought my human head. Could be a brain in there.
The only thing I got in my head is a bird's nest.
Guy Raz, not just the human brain, but human baby brains.
Say what?
Now, where do you expect to get baby brains?
Especially at this hour.
Oh, how about baby carrots? They got brains.
I know! Let's call Baby Einstein!
No, everyone! We're going to get the baby brains from babies!
What? Oh, my!
Well, it's gonna be hard to get them out, but I got all day.
And good thing I brought this rusty box of tools.
You're taking the brains out of babies?
No, I'm not taking the brains out of babies, Guy Raz.
Phew.
I'm babysitting the babies.
Wait, what?
Now, don't worry. As usual, I've got everything out of control. This morning, I hung these signs all over the neighborhood offering free babysitting in the laboratory of bad ideas.
Let me see that. Free babysitting in the laboratory of bad ideas, unlicensed, unexperienced, uninsured. Mindy, are you telling me that parents and caregivers are going to take you up on this offer?
Well, you tell me.
Oh, thank you. It's so hard to find a center this time of day.
And don't forget, he doesn't eat gluten.
I'll be back in a few hours or days.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mercy.
So, Guy Raz, it turns out that after people read the word free, they forget to read everything that comes after it.
Binky is for only at nap time.
Okay.
Just a little unintentional behavioral science experiment.
I see.
Now, little Franklin here is lactose intolerant.
I'm just going to drop and dash. I'm late for a meeting.
Okay.
Dump your babies in the lab and we'll take care of the rest.
Okay, bye. Love you.
Hey, little baby. You like hot peppers?
Or how about a rusty hammer? Huh?
Mindy, this one's leaking. Benji, do something.
Boy, are you putting that Binky in the wrong end of the baby.
That's because someone forgot diapers, Grandma G-Force.
Oh, snap.
Mindy, what is going on here? There must be 100 babies in your lab.
You know what? Let me just close this door so I can explain myself in peace. Okay, as I was saying, Guy Raz, I offered free babysitting today because I wanted to recreate a science experiment that was recently conducted by a team of cognitive science researchers at the Johns Hopkins University in Maryland.
Cognitive science, so the study of the mind and how it works.
Exactoritos, Guy Raz, and in this case, baby minds.
Mindy! Woo! Quick, the babies, they need snacks. Do you have any snacks in here?
Yeah, there should be a few snack bags of exploding ants in the closet.
Closet, okay. Here we go, got them. Thanks, Mindy.
Oh, but check the expiration date. Those were from like 3 seasons ago, and I'm pretty sure they've been banned by the Food and Drug Administration.
What?
Yeah, okay, sure, I'll check whatever you said. Okay, who wants snackies? No, get back, babies! Ow! How are your little fingernails so sharp?
Are you sure you really thought this through, Mindy?
Yes, of course I'm not sure I really thought this through, Guy Raz. Now, where was I?
You were telling me how you plan to recreate a cognitive science experiment with all the babies you, collected?
Oh, yes. Okay, so, have you ever heard of the term unconscious bias, Guy Raz?
Oh, sure. Unconscious bias are the thoughts and feelings we have for certain things that influence how we make decisions, even when we're not aware of it.
Yeah, for example, for no reason at all, I always ice my gingerbread mansion with red frosting, when yellow frosting or green frosting would make it cave in just the same.
See, you're unconscious or unaware of why you choose one frosting over another when they'd all fail you just the same.
Exactly. And scientists have known for a long time that people, namely grown-ups, spend their whole lives making all kinds of decisions based on their unconscious biases.
Oh, right. Like that time you spent 30 minutes in the grocery trying to decide between snack bags of exploding ants or exploding aunts.
Yeah, well, in the end, there was really no question. I mean, everyone knows that exploding ants are far superior to exploding aunts.
But Mindy, they're essentially the same snack. Exploding aunts is just a store brand of exploding ants.
Also, exploding ants are shaped like ants, and exploding aunts are all shaped like my Aunt Mojo. Just crunchy little parent sisters with bowl haircuts.
Also that, but you'd never know it in a blind taste test. The two snacks taste exactly the same. You just prefer exploding ants now because you picked it. And that's your unconscious bias.
Hey! Hey, you two! Quick question. Do babies have knuckles?
What?
Yes, babies do have knuckles, but they do not have kneecaps. At least not until they're like two or something.
Got it.
Why are you asking, Dennis?
Oh, no reason. Hey, Tommy!
Yeah?
The babies have knuckles, but they don't have knees.
They don't have knees?
Yeah, something like that.
Now, where were we?
We were talking about how you have an unconscious bias for exploding ants.
Oh, right. So I've always assumed that I chose exploding ants over exploding aunts because I like them the most.
But maybe the reason you like exploding ants the most is because you chose them.
Which would suggest that I don't like exploding aunts because I don't choose them when given the option.
Exactly.
Wow, I didn't even realize I did that.
Well, that's why it's called unconscious bias, Mindy. It means we're not even conscious or aware that we're making these choices. And we as humans do this all the time without ever thinking about it, whether it's a favorite brand of toothpaste or ketchup or socks.
Wow, and I guess it's probably a good idea to be aware that we even have unconscious biases so that we can check ourselves before we let them get in the way of how we see other people.
Exactly.
Which brings me to the reason I've got 1,000 screaming babies in my laboratory of bad ideas right now.
I was wondering when you were going to get to that.
Guy Raz, knowing that we humans make unconsciously biased decisions all day, every day, the researchers in this study set out to discover when we start to choose certain things over others without really even thinking about why.
And so that means they started at the beginning?
They started at the babies, Guy Raz.
Ooh.
Step into my lab.
No way. There is no way I am going in there. There are babies in there.
Anything for science?
Anything for science.
Yes. Hey, baby.
Wow, Mindy, you're a real baby whisperer. Mindy, did you hear that? It said goo goo guy guy. I think it likes me.
Hey, man, its personal pronoun is she.
Oh, my apologies, Ms. Baby. Oh, aren't you a cute little one? Yes, you are. You're a cute little baby. Ouch! She bit me. Where did those teeth come from?
Oops, sorry. Those are mine. All right, baby G, time to give me back my teeth.
Anywho, is everyone here ready to recreate an experiment from a scientific study?
You bet.
Okay.
Okay, great. So, before we get started, I want everyone to know that we are going to recreate an experiment where researchers set out to discover when human beings start to show unconscious bias.
What did you say? Unconscious pilots?
Unconscious bias, or randomly preferring one thing over another, especially when the two choices are pretty much the same.
Okay.
So for this experiment, the researchers chose babies. See, babies are at a stage of life where they don't get to make a lot of choices in the first place.
Huh. So when researchers set out to discover when a person begins to develop unconscious biases, I guess exploring babies seemed like a natural place to start?
Bingo, Guy Raz. And for their experiment, the first thing that the researchers did was invite a bunch of babies into their lab.
Well, I hope they invited a bunch of babysitters, too.
Wait, babysitting? Well, no one told me we were were gonna be sitting on the babies. Now I'm just gonna sit right here on this one.
No, no! Don't sit on the babies!
Well, huh.
Yes, everyone, please do not sit on the babies, okay? We need them for the experiment.
And also, we should probably return them to their families in the same shape we got them.
What was that, Guy Raz?
No, nothing. Just talking to myself.
Oh, okay. Well, as I was saying, the researchers invited a bunch of babies into their lab. And then they gave each baby the choice of two equally bright, soft, colorful toy blocks to play with.
Okay.
And for our experiment, instead of blocks, we are going to give each baby the choice of two equally bright, soft, colorful boo-boo beanie boppers to play with.
Oh boy, this is the part I've been waiting for. Okay, babies. Line up single file, and I will hand each of you two boo-boo beanie boppers.
No, Dennis. You've got to place each pair of boo-boo beanie boppers far apart from each other, letting the babies crawl to the ones they prefer. You know, so they can make a random choice of which one they want.
Ah, got it.
Quick question here. Is it possible we have too many babies for this experiment, Mindy? I'm guessing that the researchers in the study tried this with one baby at a time.
Yeah, I might have gone a little overboard with the babies.
Maybe just a little.
Anywho, after the babies each made their random choice of which toy block they preferred, the researchers took that toy block away.
Taking toys from babies? Who's gonna be able to do that?
Thank you. I'll take that. No, give it here, baby.
But just as the researchers took that first toy block away, they presented each baby with a brand new toy block, or in our case, boo-boo beanie bopper.
Don't cry, babies. Here's another boo-boo beanie bopper for you, and one for you, and one for you, and one for you, and a new boo-boo beanie bopper for you.
Then, the researchers allowed the babies to choose either the toy that they didn't play with the first time or the brand new toy.
Okay, you little pooplets. Now you got two boo-boo beanie boppers again.
Well, take your pick, baby.
And what did the researchers observe, Mindy?
Well, pretty much the same thing we're observing right now, Guy Raz.
Mindy, it looks like most of the babies are choosing the new toy rather than the toy that they didn't pick the first time.
Well, I'll be.
And that's exactly what the researchers observed as well. In fact, Dr. Feigenson, one of the lead researchers in this study, she said that it was almost as if the babies were saying, I didn't choose that object the first time. I guess I just didn't like it very much.
What?
Excuse me?
Wait a minute. Is that baby?
No, you must be hearing things.
So this would suggest that when it comes to unconscious bias, babies are just like adults in the sense that they tend to like things they choose better than the things they don't choose, even if they don't really know why.
Yep, and even when they just make a choice randomly between two things that are basically the same.
But what if the element of choice were taken away? What would happen if we chose the boo-boo beanie bopper for each baby to play with?
Well, the researchers actually did this in some follow-up experiments.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and for those experiments, the researchers chose the toy for the baby. Then they later took that toy away and gave the baby a new toy to play with.
And what did they discover?
Well, they discovered that when they didn't give the baby a choice, the baby didn't really have a strong preference or feeling for either toy.
So for unconscious bias to exist, the person must be able to make a choice.
Which suggests that we like things because we choose them, and we dislike the things that we don't choose, even when those two things are basically the same.
Huh. And it all begins at the earliest stages in life, when we're making our first random choices as babies.
Exactoritos, Guy Raz.
Wow, so what's next, Mindy?
Well, next, the researchers want to explore what happens when babies have too many options to choose from. You know, choice overload, having so many choices that you can't decide at all.
No, I mean, what's next for this experiment in your laboratory of bad ideas?
No, that's my boo-boo beanie bopper.
No, it's my boo-boo beanie bopper.
No, that's my boo-boo beanie bopper, fingerling.
No, G-Force, it's my boo-boo beanie bopper.
No, it's mine.
Here we go again.
It's my boo-boo beanie bopper.
Actually, they're all my boo-boo beanie boppers. I brought them from home.
Well, I guess we should probably release these babies back into the wild.
You mean into the arms of the parents who brought them here?
Yeah, that's what I said.
All right, fella, I'll trade you 5 of these here babies for 1 boo-boo beanie bopper.
Whoa, 5 babies?
Make it 20.
20, we got 20 babies. Dig it down, dig it down, dig it down here. Do I hear 25, bumping it up now. 25 babies here. Dig it down, 25, dig it down, 25. Going, going, and sold to the pigeon in the back for 25 babies.
Dennis!
What? You think I could have got more?
Wow in the World, we'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
This message for parents comes from NPR sponsor Teladoc. Teladoc is here for you with 24/7 access to board-certified doctors who can diagnose and treat non-emergency conditions like sinus infections, allergies, rashes, and more. And Teladoc's doctors can, where authorized, call in a prescription to be filled at the pharmacy of your choice. Download the app today or visit teladoc.com/NPR. Support for this podcast and the following message for parents come from Little Passports, offering activity kits to keep kids engaged and expand their minds. Hands-on activities and games invite kids to explore the world and unpack the mysteries of science. They'll travel to countries like France, Brazil, and Egypt and build scientific wonders like a volcano, a submarine, and a solar-powered car, all from their kitchen table. More at littlepassports.com.
What does it take to really make amends? And how should we navigate our digital spaces? I'm Anoush Zomorodi. Each week on NPR's TED Radio Hour, we go on a journey with TED speakers who help us answer some of life's biggest questions. Join us. Listen now.
That's it. Back to the show.
Wow in the World.
Hi, thanks for calling Wow in the World. After the beep, get ready to record.
Hi, Guy and Mindy. My name is Phoenix, and I live in Amarillo, Texas. My wow is that the Big Bang happened 13.7 billion years ago. Try to wait for me.
Hi, my name is Hope. I'm from Winter Garden, Florida. My wow is that babies have more bones than grown-ups. Hi, Dennis. Hi, Reddy.
Hi!
Hi, Thomas Fingrian.
Sup?
Hi, my name is Hattie, and I am from San Francisco. And my wow in the world is that scientists think that Saturn will eventually lose its rings. Say hi to Thomas Fingerling.
Gnarly.
And Baby B for me.
I'm the baby. Wah, wah. Someone changed my diaper. Wah.
Hi, my name is Hank. I live in Dallas, Texas. My wow in the world is that your skin is the biggest organ in your body. Say hi to Reggie for me. Bye.
Hi, wow in the world. My name is Anderson, and I live in Columbus, Ohio. My wow in the world is that dinosaurs evolved into birds.
Hello, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Samantha, and I live in Swansville, Ohio. My wow in the world is that people with sickle cell anemia have resistance to malaria. Say hi to Dennis for me.
Ahoy there.
Bye.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Owen Kaufman,
I live in Charlottesville, Virginia, and I'm 11 years old. My wow in the world is that due to the human population being so low there, Wyoming has more cows than people. Bye, Mindy and Guy Raz. I love your show. And say hi to Reggie for me.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Jeanette, and I live in Pacific Grove, California. And my wow is that the planet Uranus was originally called George. Say hi to Reggie, Grandma G-Force.
Oh, yeah.
Dennis.
Howdy.
Thomas Fingerling, and the Flay Cat.
Yeah, heavens.
Bye. Love your show.
Hi, my name is Chloe. I'm from Florida. And my wow in the world is that when dogs sniff butts, it's just not for fun. And they tell if the dog's a girl or a boy and what they've been eating. And I have two pugs, a puggle and a pug, Milo and Daphne. Bye.
End of messages.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for hanging out with us this week on Wow in the World.
And to keep the wow rolling, check out this week's scientific conversation starters at our website, wowintheworld.com.
And grown-ups, there you can find more info on how your kids can become members of the World Organization of Wowzers, shop our Wow Shop, upload photos and videos to us, and check dates for our upcoming live events. That's wowintheworld.com.
Our show is produced by Jed Anderson,
who provides the bells, whistles, and silly characters. Say hello, Jed.
Hello.
Our show is written by me, Guy Raz, and Thomas Van Kalken, who also provides silly characters. Tom?
Hello there.
Thanks also to Jessica Bodie, Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Caban, Kit Ballinger, and Alex Curley. Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the WOW at Tinkercast.
Our theme song was composed and performed by The Pop-Ups. For more on their three-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
And grown-ups, you can follow WOW in the World on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at WOW in the World. And our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big WOW to share with us, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW for a chance to be featured at the end of the show.
Also, if you haven't already done so, please subscribe to WOW in the World on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, leave us a few stars, a review, or just tell a friend about the show.
Thanks again for listening, and until next time,
keep on wowing. Jinx!
The World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.
If you need a break from the news, Pop Culture Happy Hour now has you covered 5 days a week. We're here to help you find new TV shows, movies, music, books, and video games to keep you company in these difficult times. Listen now to the Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast from NPR.